Hey, he's trying to stay hot and sweep the Tigers on the road. Daniel Mangdon fired a shutout last time out, trying to keep it going. Anibal Sanchez getting the start for Detroit. It was scoreless in the third. Marcus Semien up with a runner aboard.
Semien hitting 251, six home runs, 32 RBIs, 3-2. He's swinging a line drive into left center. That's a base hit off the curveball. Maxwell chugging around third will easily score. And into second base goes Marcus Semien. Kind of a soft line drive double off the breaking ball, and the Oakland A's take a 1-0 lead in the third.
Yeah, again, this is, as you know, a huge outfield. Hit it in the right spot. Not hit hard like Dan said, fly ball, but a lot of green out there.
The 2-2, a strike on the outside corner. Fastball froze him. Navarro strikes out to start the fourth. The pitch. Swing and a miss, curveball in the dirt, and he couldn't find it. Second strikeout for Mangdon in the 3-1. Swinging a fly ball, left field, deep, treble, and gone, a home run. Two big runs for the Oakland A's. Marcus Semien, number seven, is a two-run shot to make it 3-0 here in the seventh.
I tell you, it's not how far they go, but how fast they go out. That went out very quickly over the Tiger bullpen. Was a pitch in his happy zone, did not miss it.
The 2-0. Line drive to right, a base hit. We're going to have a one-run game. Navarro in, Matuk in. It's a 3-2 game here in the bottom of the ninth. Two-run single for Romine.
Yep, just as we talked about, he'll give you a good at-bat. That ball was down in his buggy whip area. He did not miss it. We've seen that many, many times, Mandrew Romine. That was a heck of a swing on the ball down where he likes it. Didn't miss it.
Bob Melvin pops out of the dugout. He's going to Liam Hendricks. Iglesias due up. Presley to follow. Tigers are within one here in the bottom of the ninth. Presley waiting on a 2-2. On the way. Swing and a miss. He got him on strikes.
Fastball had a lot of the plate.
Fastball by him. Tigers make it close in the ninth with two, but cannot get that tying run home.
The Tigers dropped to 62-90 on the season, and manager Brad Ausmus spoke after the game.
Overall, the pitching was good. You know, Sanchez was outstanding again for a second start in a row. Two-run homer off stump hurt. But the pitching was good. We just didn't muster enough runs. We scored a couple late, fought at the end, but we fell short.
What's been the secret to Sanchez's success over his past two starts where he's really been getting the strikeouts going?
It's been the fastball command and the changeup for me. You know, he mixes in his other pitches, but fastball command and changeup have been the two best.
Mangdon with that herky, jerky windup, how tough are guys like that to really pick up and hit when you don't see them often?
I can mess your timing up, especially the first at-bat. You know, he did a nice job. He's got a He's got the basic four pitches, and the curveball can be good at times. It's really an off-speed pitch. It's much slower, and he's a little funky.
When you got into your pen in the later innings, Reininger had a 1-2-3 inning. What has he showed you in the brief sample size that you've seen from him?
Well, he's been getting better. You know, he looked a little wide-eyed when he first arrived. He seems to be getting more comfortable, and he's pitching better.
How long does it take for that wide-eyedness to disappear in a guy?
Varies from guy to guy. Sometimes it never disappears.
Overall, you talk about Sanchez. You said the last time he pitched, he's obviously pitching. He probably wants to pitch next year. He said he didn't. At least he wouldn't tell us if he did. But could you see him coming back here, you think?
I don't know. That's a discussion for another day. But I'd be shocked if he didn't pitch again somewhere. I think he's showing he's got a little bit left in the tank. So, and he's getting strikeouts to boot.
Pretty amazing considering what he's been through, right? I mean, there was times, maybe not you, but many people wrote that guy off, not once, not twice, but maybe three, four times.
Yeah. I mean, there was a shaky, you know, end of last season, beginning of this season was a little shaky, and he's rebounded nicely for the most part since he went down, since he chose to go down to AAA and begin the starting process again.
What was it about that, Brad? Do you think it maybe rekindled a hunger in him or something, or is there anything else you can point to that he had success from that point?
I think it refocused him, and I think it allowed him to get back into the routine that he's been used to.
Anibal Sanchez pitched well despite the loss, holding the A's to a run on three hits over six innings, and he spoke about a tough game.
I'm working on that, just, you know, keep the ball down, be ahead on the count. Today, that's the thing that I don't work. Like, I was behind the count most of the time, and but I don't want to put anything right in the middle of those guys. I know they got power and they can run. They can do a lot of stuff if we don't pitch, you know, on the corners. And that's what I did today. I tried to put the ball down away for most of those guys.
That changeup you throw, if it had another 4 or 5 miles per hour on it, would you consider it a split finger fastball?
I don't know. I just always hold my like a changer. You know, I don't. The thing is, the way that he moves is when I'm on top of the ball. When I'm on top of the ball with my fingers, that ball, instead of just keep going straight, just go a little bit down.
At any time today, did you think that this could be your last start here at Comerica Park as a Tiger?
I would think it does on the last, you know, when I was out of the game. You know, I just noticed that, you know, like probably today it could be my last outing as a Tiger on the Comerica Park.
Would you want to pitch here again next year if they wanted to bring you back?
I mean, I would love to, you know, but it's not, I don't got control of that. I said that before, and I just want to, you know, keep working on the what I have to do for my next two outings, and, you know, keep consistent on good outings.
What advice do starts mean, though, for next year?
You know, it's a lot. That's what, you know, I want to keep doing the same. Everything that I've done from the last two outings, I want to keep it in my mind. You know, like always we talking about my muscle memory. And I just want to keep that rest of the off season. But like right now, I just want to keep it to throw my next two outing and put the ball on the strike zone, hide the ball, and I keep it doing the same from the rest of the season.
And well, after talking about feeling like that might have been your last outing, or thinking about that at least, what feelings came attached to that? What did you feel? What feelings did you have when you thought this could have been your last outing?
You know, that's you know, I can say like the time is fly. I spent like almost 6 years over here. I would, you know, love stay here for next year, but at the end I don't control that. But you know, I feel really good. Great teammates, great people, great young team. So let's see what's gonna happen.
Brad was saying when you made the decision to go down to the minors to kind of figure stuff out, that most players would probably do it because you got pride and you want to figure some stuff out. How easy of a decision was that for you? And now I guess how glad are you that you did it?
I don't know if it's easy or not, but I think I got like a really gut feeling on that point, and something that I have to do. And probably is, you know, most of the players, probably they don't take that decision. Probably they stay here and continue, you know, see what's going on. For me, I think I take it like a, you know, like another opportunity to be fresh and back to where we start, and you know, made it a game.
Been able to keep the ball in the yard the last couple of starts. Specifically, what have you been able to do differently that's kept the home runs down for you, and the strikeout totals have gone up?
I think sequence on the pitch, I think, helped me a lot. You know, mix the ball like in and out for most of the hitter, and change the speed most of the time. It's helped me too. I don't say that before I won the hitter get, you know, far, but right now I just put the ball in the same spot. I don't say that. I mean, I don't got different pitch. I got the same stuff the last, but I think I trust more in what I have right now.
The Tigers host the Twins on Thursday. Jordan Zimmermann will square off against Adalberto Mejia.